This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
You're talking to or listening to Jim Brown, my regular gig here on the Common Sense Show. Rana Gray is joining me, my cohort. How's your weekend, Rana?
Going great so far. Beautiful weather, where we are at least.
And there's a huge cold spell. I've got grandkids in New York City. I saw it at 18 degrees there last night, but supposed to warm back up around the rest of the country. Haven't checked our listeners up in Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm sure it's getting pretty cold for them up there. Usually we give the temperature up there for our friends up in Fairbanks, but getting down to where it's real, real rough. So
fall doesn't exactly mean... the same thing it does in the South.
Watching the leaves change, but our hearts go. But anyway, but great country. Folks learn to adjust to that. I was up there not too long ago. The light bulbs are different than what we have down here in the South, Rana. The light bulbs in Fairbanks, Alaska are specially made to blend daylight so that, you know, if you're there throughout the day, you just don't get the sense of the little darker feel because you got darkness outside.
Right,
and
so long.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's a whole different way of life up there in the wintertime, I found. I went into a sporting goods store, and they, you know, as you'd go into the local sporting goods store here, you'd have winter jackets you wear. Up there, heavy, huge fur, the boots and the, you know, the jackets. It's just a whole different kind of sporting good built for the winter weather, which I can understand.
And scientists have learned that this light affects depression and moods and attitudes. So it's interesting that they're learning to manipulate the light to give people some normal daylight sense there.
Higher rate of suicide in Alaska, unfortunately, and I'm sure that the depression of, especially if you don't have family support and you're kind of on your own.
Long winter.
And then you have those huge long winters where, as I'm told, when it comes into January, you just see 24 hours a day. You might see kind of a haze, but basically you're in the darkness for so much of the time. And so rugged people, stalwart folks who have contributed so much to this country, and I love Alaska. I went up to Alaska, Rana, on a trip when I was insurance commissioner, and you weren't with me then. Ron and I have worked together in various offices for many, many years, and I went up a few days early because I'd never been out into the wilds of Alaska. So Alaska has a marvelous program where they have small huts that are located throughout the country, and you can go ahead and rent one. I think I paid $50 or $100, wasn't much at all. But, of course, they're pretty isolated. All there is a bedroll, and then there's some wood there that you can have to start a fire, and that's it. And so I got a float plane to fly me about an hour and a half out of Anchorage, way up into the mountains. I asked the guide there that dropped me off, how far am I away from the closest person? He said about 900 miles.
Oh, my God.
So he leaves me, drops me off in the float plane, and I'm going to stay for two nights by myself. So I said, you know, I didn't bring a gun. What happens if I mean, do I need a gun? He says, well, here, I'll give you my pistol. You can hang on. I says, what happens if a bear comes at me, a big grizzly, and I shoot him with that gun? He says, you'll really piss him off.
So comforting.
He left me for 2 days. I cooked, brought some provisions, cooked my food, caught salmon, went fly fishing, caught salmon. That's what I ate most of the time. Put salmon in my eggs and grilled me some salmon there in this little hut. I saw some bears come down to the big brown bears come down to the water, and they were fishing. They were maybe 150, a football field and a half away from me. I looked up through my binoculars. They one or two times looked up and just went about their business. Never had any danger, but spent two nights up there.
There are a lot of people who live off the grid in Alaska who just go and live that lifestyle. They love it.
Well, if I was in my 40s, I'd probably be more exploring. I think my best shot is to take one of those cruises up there,
right,
you know, out of Seattle where you go up along the coast, and that's probably going to be my next foray safari into Alaska.
If I was 18 again, it still wouldn't be for me, I don't think.
Well, wonderful country, though. We're glad to have you listeners. Hope you're weathering the storm up that way. Donald Trump doesn't ever stop, does he? His morning tweet is here this morning that apparently Kim Jong-un, the prime minister of, or the president of North Korea.
The supreme leader.
The supreme leader of North Korea called Trump a warmonger, but really got to Trump was he called him an old guy. And Trump took offense to that. And he said, why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat?
Oh, my gosh. Let's pick on a guy with nuclear warheads.
In any event, you gotta, that was amusing, though. But you're right. You got to be a little careful who's rattling you shake. Speaking of nuclear warheads, though, you know, that is a problem in terms of the number of warheads that are around. I was surprised when I looked over the numbers of warheads that we have in the world today. And there are a lot of nuclear warheads out there, a lot of countries that have them. And you're right. It is a dance that he's doing with a completely out-of-control guy that that really ought to scare us in terms of what can happen to this country if that goes out of control.
And you know what's interesting? Some people think the Department of Defense would be in charge of keeping up with our nuclear weapons, but it's actually the Energy Department. There's a lot lately being talked about because the Energy Department is not fully staffed, and the scientist who really knows the most about the nuclear weapons in the United States arsenal wasn't contacted by anybody in the transition. So when the new president was sworn in, he packed up his office and left. And all of a sudden, all these senators who knew were calling the new Trump administration people saying, get that guy back. It's the guy in the Energy Department. It's the Energy Department that keeps up with making sure our nuclear weapons and are working and that they go off if they need to and that they don't go off if they're not supposed to.
Well, I don't think we realize the extent of weapons throughout the world. You've got Pakistan and India, both bitter enemies, side by side sharing a huge border, each that have over 100 nuclear weapons each. I think 120 in Pakistan, 130 in India. And there is a detente that they have come to grips with, knowing the disaster that takes place. But that's a very explosive situation. You've got Israel that has a large number of nuclear weapons, and of course Iran has sworn to wipe them off the face of the earth. Iran at this point does not have an explosive weapon that can be transported by plane or rocket, but they're very close to it. We have a nuclear agreement with the United States does with Iran not to develop any more, but you know, they could be secretly doing it or in 6 months probably have one operative. So there is a great danger throughout the world. Going back to, you know, two nuclear weapons have been used in war than when the United States used those against Japan. And no, never have they been used since that time. When you had us and the Russians, there was somewhat of a detente, but now the spreading is a deep concern, and it plays up what you're saying about the North Korean situation. But my point is that that is a very dangerous situation. That guy is a real troublemaker. But having said that, we've got a lot of areas. There's a nuclear treaty that has been knocked out by the United Nations. Only five of the nine powers that have nuclear weapons have signed that treaty. North Korea has not signed it. So it's a continuing massive problem that's beyond not just talk radio, but Congress. It's got to be done diplomatically. And despite some of the rhetoric from the president, it seems like there's some people working on this rhetoric. But it's a scary situation. It's a very scary situation.
I think
situation.
So. It reminds us back in like the era for some of us. I can barely remember Bay of Pigs when there was just tension. I feel that tension across the country, people worried about nuclear warfare.
I was, and we're about out of time for a break, but I was in England when the Cuban missile crisis took place, and I couldn't appreciate what concern, because I was at Cambridge University, and some folks woke me up in the middle of the night, and people were crying in the streets. They were so concerned about it, because they'd gone through so much terrible war,
right,
hands-on, and so something we've not had the fortune of dealing with the United States outside of 9/11. Hey, we're going to come back and talk a heck of a lot more. We got so much to talk about. Got some some great guests on today. New movie, LBJ, this tax plan of the president's, tourism. I want to talk about the whole sexual harassment problem in this country today. Rhonda Gray's here with me on the Common Sense Show. This is Jim Brown. Our website's www.radiocommonsense.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Rhonda Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're here with Rhonda Gray, my co-host. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. If you peruse the morning news. I turned on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. They're all talking about this former Supreme Court Judge Roy Moore in Alabama, who looks like a sense to be the U.S. Senator in Alabama in the election that takes place here in a few weeks, but is now just overwhelmed with accusers, four different accusers, saying that he sexually molested them when they were teenagers. One was 14, and there's a call for him to step aside by a number of major Republican donors and the National Committee and other Republican senators. Rana, are you surprised at how this whole focus on relationships where there has been sexual harassment as accused in the workplace has taken off? When it first took off, I guess it was Weinstein initially, and occasionally you'd hear of some charge or some allegation. But Weinstein, the producer of, what was his studio? What is he? Was
Miramax.
Miramax, a huge studio and one of the most biggest forces in the movies in Hollywood, was accused by several women, and then more women kept coming out. And now it's almost like it's been going on for about a month, and the list is just huge in terms of major personalities who've been outed and accused of sexual harassment, and by and large have admitted it. Louis C.K., big-name comedian.
Just said it's all true. That's right.
That's right. Mark Halperin, an MSNBC reporter. I've met him on several occasions. You got Bill O'Reilly. I mean, the list is so long, you can go down. Steven Seagal, Kevin Spacey.
Richard Dreyfuss, who both alleged his son was assaulted by someone, and then had someone come back and say he harassed them. So,
Dustin Hoffman, John Besh is a huge celebrity chef out of New Orleans down our way. I've had a chance to visit with John on a number of occasions, and now he's resigned from his huge company of a major restaurant chain. Danny Matheson, The 70s Show, and I can just go on. NPR, Michael Orcris on NPR. The line is so long. It's not just those allegations, but the national debate has taken on a whole different approach to where it's almost like, you know, women got the right to vote back in 1920, and that was a major revolution, if you will. Then there was the 60s where women were burning their bras and talking about women power. And this is almost the third demarcation line where there's a huge uprising of women who are exposing the abuse and saying enough is enough, we're not going to take it anymore. And it's the backlash or the onslaught is probably going to cause a whole change in how companies approach, and companies and movies and a whole group of groups approach this problem, don't you think?
Jim, I really think it's a tipping point for this issue, and certainly it's gone on for many, many decades, and there have been isolated cases. Jerry Lee Lewis, who married a 13-year-old cousin, huge backlash on his career at the time.
I thought she was 14.
Maybe. Still horrible.
Let's split the difference. 13 and a half, all right?
Horrible. Woody Allen weathered his accusations from within his family about
his adopted daughter.
And another daughter accused him of assault. But I really think now that some very powerful women at the box office have stepped forward and are refusing, the star of Wonder Woman is refusing to do the sequel if the director is included. Meryl Streep and others have stepped forward and are refusing to work with certain directors, studios. It seems to me the studios are flying to get rid of anything that may have accusations. Reshooting Kevin Spacey's scenes in a movie or replacing people immediately. I think they know their exposure is great on this issue.
But I don't think it's just the movies. I think the whole corporate culture is changing to where you're going to have to go through a coursework, and there's going to be a constant reminder of how you treat former employees, whether they're men or women, or present employees, whether they're men or women. But I think throughout, you know, in any business, you're going to find it in government, government. Look at what's happening in Congress, for example, where I think the Senate passed this week a resolution saying that mandatory sexual harassment courses have to be taken by every employee, as well as the senators themselves. So it goes way beyond the movies, is my point. It covers.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how Alabama votes on that. I mean, we've had an Alabama state auditor step forward and say, now, wait a minute, I believe Mary was a teenager and Joseph an adult carpenter.
The mother of Jesus.
When Jesus was born. So, you know, instead of denying that it happened, there are some people justifying this. We do still have an awful lot of states where teen marriage is legal. Some people can get married in some states at 13 and 14 years old. So we have to wait and see if it's a cultural shift. I think you're right, where there is legal exposure for harassment and a financial exposure, but I'm going to wait and see on Alabama's vote if that has any effect.
Well, then the question is, and that happened according to those who brought the charges when he was 30, and I imagine the guy's 70 now, it's been 40 years ago. Do you think that Roy Moore just denied it? Although the Washington Post did a major investigation, four women and a bunch of friends who cooperated at that time. And so, but others are just denying it. But people like C.K. Lewis, or Lewis C.K., the comedian, I guess he's taking the attitude, let's just go ahead and admit it, ask for forgiveness, let time pass and see if I can make a comeback to Saudi.
Louis C.K., who has a woman producing and writing partner for many years on a number of his shows, co-starred with him, so she's devastated by this. Of course, she's never experienced it. But, yes, he's come out and said, all true, all true.
Or and Bill O'Reilly,
how
for
wrong
example.
He was.
Bill O'Reilly just has dodged the whole thing. He's
right.
Just, they're just after me and
right.
Won't address the problem, as are some other people that are just trying to dodge it and see if it'll all go away, or saying, not Kevin Spacey, he's not really said anything, has he?
He's, of course, gone into treatment. A lot of them choose that path, takes them out of the limelight, don't have to do any press interviews or decline to do any press interviews, go out of the news for a while, and that's what he's done. You have a lot of issues here, though. You have sexual harassment of adult women in a power play, and you have sexual assault and harassment of underage children. So you have a lot of issues swirling in this one, and I think it's going to take some time to sort it out.
Well, it's just I think it's healthy to kind of clean out the flow of some real completely inappropriate behavior, but I think it's grown to a much more important level and bigger level than I ever thought, and that's going to be a good thing. So, hey, Ronna Gray is here with me on the Common Sense Show. We're going to talk about, what does this whole tax reform mean? Are you going to pay more taxes, less taxes? Jordan Goodman is the money man, the financial money man, been on our show before. He's going to come on next and talk to us about that. Top of the hour, we're going to review that LBJ movie, one of the stars of the movie. Then we're also going to talk about travel, the travel deals you can get for Thanksgiving. So lots to talk about on the Common Sense Show, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Picked up my morning paper today, and it was all about the president's tax plan or Congress dealing with issues of trying to cut rates for most Americans. I don't understand it, and I don't think most Americans do. Obviously, we'd like to pay less taxes. What's the responsible balance in terms of taxes? We got to find someone who knows. And the guy that I think knows is the best financial guy we've had on this show on regular occasions, America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. Hey, Jordan, glad you joined us today.
Great to be with you again, Jim.
Well, and Jordan, we want to turn to you because, you know, and I'm going to tell our listeners, Jordan's written 13 best-selling books on money management and probably is the expert in terms of what can and cannot happen. Give us some idea of this tax plan. It's very confusing to most Americans. They hear rates are going to be consolidated, and it's just beyond most of us to understand what makes sense and what doesn't. Tell us, if you will, or what does this new plan do for the average American out there, our average listener out there, Jordan?
Well, you're right. It's confusing. There's a House version, which is passed the Ways and Means Committee. This coming week is probably going to go to the full House floor. And now there's the Senate version, which is similar but different in various ways. I think it's going to have a harder time getting through the Senate. But let's just, for the moment, Jim, just kind of take it on face value and give you the idea of what's in there. So the top income tax rate would remain at 39.6%. but it would affect a lot less income. Right now, that kicks in over 400,000 income. That would go up to a million. Okay, so 600,000 in income, which is now being taxed at 39.6, would be taxed at 35. So it's a big break for high-income people. At the bottom end, the standard deduction would double. For a family today, it's 12,000. And that would go up to 24,000. So think of it as the first 24,000 income would be tax-free. You know, think of it that way. And that would mean about 85% of Americans would not have to itemize anymore. They'd just be able to get the standard deduction. So it makes it simpler to file and saves them some taxes. Now, the deductions they're used to may be limited or eliminated. Now, for example, mortgage interest deduction would remain, but if you're doing the standard deduction, you wouldn't take it anymore. Charitable contribution, same thing. Medical expenses probably would not be deductible. Student loan interest, all kinds of things that we're used to would no longer be deductible. So the idea is to simplify it, take away a lot of deductions and credits, put more money back in people's pockets. That's the ultimate bottom line.
Well, when you say, so you can take the standard deduction or you can go ahead and itemize, do those who itemize, and I'm one of the ones that itemize, do you lose things that you can deduct? Is there a list of things you won't be able to deduct anymore?
Well, under some of these bills, yes. So, for example, in the House bill, they're going to limit the deduction on property taxes to $10,000. Anything over $10,000 would not be deductible anymore. So a lot of people, particularly in high-tax states and expensive property states, New York, New Jersey, California, so on, they would definitely lose deductions on anything over $10,000 in property taxes. A big one is state and local income taxes. Would no longer be deductible. That's true in both the state, the House and the Senate bill.
So and that's very controversial, isn't it? If you're in a high tax state, and we are here in Louisiana, you're going to give up a lot when you can't take that deduction.
That is very controversial. But what that does is it raises money because they need to offset the tax cuts. And we've been talking about the individual side, but even bigger cuts on the corporate side. So if you're giving companies a big break, you got to make up for it somewhere. And that's the big one, is eliminating that state and local deduction. I mean, the idea behind it is the low-tax states have been subsidizing the high-tax states for a long time, and that shouldn't continue. So the low-tax states think that's a great idea. The high-tax states think that's a terrible idea. So you're going to get pushback from the governors and the delegations from California, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. I guess Louisiana would be considered not as high as California's 13%, so I don't think you're quite that high there, Jim.
That's 13% on what? On income? On
state
sales tax? What?
State income tax in California.
I understand, right, uh-huh. The loss of that deduction of not being able to deduct your state and local taxes, will that apply to corporations as well as individuals?
No. For corporations, it's a business expense. Now, this is designed to individuals. Corporations do great with this, okay? The corporate rate goes from 35% now down to 20%. Now, that's the statutory rate now. A lot of the effective rate is lower to the various breaks that companies use. But companies are going to have much more profitability if they're charged 20% instead of 35%.
Oh, yeah,
so,
sure.
And that's the reason the stock market's been doing so well, Jim, okay, because they're anticipating much higher profits from the same earnings, the same revenues from from these companies. So there's three things that companies can do with it. They can take that extra profitability and expand their operations, new plants and equipment, hire people, research and development, you know, put it back in the company in various ways. That would be a good thing. The second thing they can do is buy back stock. The third thing they can do is raise their dividends and raise executive compensation. Now, some companies will do some of the others, but I think a lot of companies, if they don't feel they have huge opportunities to build new plants and equipment or something, they're going to buy back stock and raise their dividends, which makes their stock goes up, which isn't a bad thing, but it only affects those shareholders, basically. It doesn't really help everybody else. So that's the objection to the bill, I guess you might say, is it's a small tax cut for the middle-income people, but a big tax cut for wealthy people and for corporations, which may or may not power back into the economy.
Well, I assume the Democrats will be against the proposal if it's going to have corporations get that big a benefit compared to the average.
100%. There will be zero Democratic participation. This is a completely partisan exercise, which is a shame. Because something this major, I think it'd be nice to have some bipartisanship. If you remember the last time we had a major tax bill, Jim, 1986 under Reagan. Who's standing behind him as he signs the bill? Bill Bradley, Dan Rostenkowski, Tip O'Neill, Dick Gephardt, you know, the big Democrats were all behind him. It took a year and a half, but it was bipartisan, and it worked because of that. This is a completely partisan effort, and it's going to be very dicey. I mean, I think they'll get it through the House, but the Senate is very, very tight, and now what's happening in Alabama, they may lose that seat as well. They may have, like, one vote to spare, and there's already some Republicans, like McCain and Flake and Susan Collins, who may not be willing to go along with this thing. So it's very, very dicey as to whether it's going to get through the Senate.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good while before we know. And you've laid it out well for us because it's confusing. And I didn't know some of the things you said about deductions and some of the tax credits that are there. There's a story in my hometown paper. You know, I live down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Louisiana State University is the our major university down here. And the lead story in today's paper says that the university will lose $50 million because of the tax deductions that can be taken off of donors who get a tax deduction.
Correct. That's right.
Yeah.
So if those people are not itemizing anymore because they're taking the standard deduction, on the margin, they may not make charitable contributions to schools, to hospitals, to foundations, to all kinds of nonprofits. They're very worried about this as well. I mean, people give because they like the cause, but they also give because they're getting a tax break, and that may go away. 85% of the people, if they're doing not itemizing, that's a lot of people who are on the margin are going to say, well, maybe I don't need it because I'm not going to get a deduction this year.
Yeah, so if you're a senator or a congressman and hearing from all your hospitals and universities, and that's a big pressure group, and so it leaves it very much up in the air.
Pressure groups. And the other one, the big one, is real estate, okay? The realtors and the home builders and everybody involved in real estate do not like that limitation on property taxes. We talk about $10,000. Another one we didn't mention is mortgage interest deduction would be maximum $500,000 instead of now being $1 million. Well, that sounds like it's very, very rich people, but in the high tax states, there's a lot of people with $1 million mortgages. That's about 3% of mortgages nationwide, but in the high tax state, much more than that. So the realtors are going crazy over that kind of thing. As you say, the charitable places are going crazy. Everybody whose ox is being gored doesn't like it, I guess. They say gore somebody else's ox, not mine.
We'll have a chance to talk some more. I've been talking to Jordan Goodman, moneyanswers.com. You can find out all about Jordan and all his books he's written on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Hey, Jordan, as always, sure glad to have you on the show. We'll get you back here again here in a month or so to talk about what the plan, how the plan's moving along. Have a great weekend.
Very good. Okay, thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate it.
And we'll be right back.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Rhonda Gray, and our website is radiocommonsense.com. Ron, I think we need to talk about the whole gun situation a little bit. Now, I don't have an answer, but I just threw out some facts for our listeners to consider. You know, our nation has never lost as many people in such a short period of time in mass shootings as we have here recently. I mean, their ages range from 1 year old to 77 years old. Killed while enjoying friends, family, and freedom. In Las Vegas, 58 people were killed by shots from the 32nd floor, and a great number of others injured, and some may never fully recover. At First Baptist Church in Southern Springs, Texas, 26 killed during a Sunday service just a week ago. 26 killed in a rural church, and I heard people say that, you know, they leave their keys in the car. They don't lock their doors. It's such a peaceful little community. Killer was 30 miles down the road, came down. When I got reading about this guy, it was a real basket case. You know, he'd been arrested for beating his wife and his child. He'd assaulted her with a gun. He'd been in a psychiatric hospital. He was kicked out of the Air Force and had threatened to kill people in the Air Force. The Air Force really dropped the ball, and they admit they did, by allowing the guy to buy several guns and because the background check didn't pull
the... Not reporting the domestic violence cases against him.
Or the threats against their own military.
Right.
The fact that he'd been gone to jail, and he never should have been qualified under the present law to have a gun. But and then I also saw where people who fail gun background checks, they go apply for a background check, and they're a convicted felon, or they've got a whole series of problems. Very few are prosecuted. You see, on the form they sign, they say they swear that everything is true and correct, and it's a felony, a federal felony, to falsify that information. And yet our prosecutors, our federal prosecutors, are rarely bring charges against someone like that. They say, well, we've got a big agenda and we just don't prosecute. 48,000 felons and fugitives lied and illegally tried to purchase guns in the last few years. 48,000. And I think that out of the 48,000, 44 were prosecuted. Well, I mean, whether you have to carry the gun on your hip when you're walking down the street or not, there are present laws in effect that are not being enforced. With the military should have reported that guy. Prosecutors all over the country should have prosecuted those 48 felons who lied to try to get a gun. So we could cut down dramatically if we just deal with what laws are on the books, irregardless of what we do in the future. And so the whole gun control bait is about your right to carry a gun. I understand all that. But let's enforce the law right now. We could make it a lot less attractive for somebody off the deep end to have a gun. With the terrible situation in Louisiana, I know because my family was involved to some degree when the movie shooting took place in Lafayette, Louisiana. Got a brother-in-law whose company has that movie theater. I went to the site within 15 minutes after the shooting. I heard about it, and I drove to Lafayette to meet with the governor and the folks over there about the situation, representing my brother-in-law. And that shooter never should have had a gun. Georgia dropped the ball on the background check on him. So before you get into the bigger debate of your right to carry a gun, number one, let's enforce the law we have right now. And we're not doing that, number one. And the other point I want to make, and you may want to pick up on this because you talked about, what do you call these ways you can take a rifle and make it into an automatic weapon?
Bump stocks.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. You don't need a bump stock. I mean, the guy out in Las Vegas had the bump stocks and killed 58 people and injured more.
500 or more.
Yeah,
right.
Because he's basically shooting a machine gun out there. So you don't need a machine gun to hunt. You don't need one for your personal protection. I'm not one to take anyone's gun away, but my point is we allow these kinds of things to happen irrespective of whether you got the right to carry a gun or not, and I think you should have the right to carry a gun. So,
well, we just had an election, and a lot of people in exit polls were naming guns as one of their concerns. I think that's kind of a first also. Health care and guns kept coming up in them. But I had some hope that the bump stocks issue would be dealt with after the Las Vegas shooting, and they went silent on that. Some bipartisan voices spoke up, and it sounded like it might have a shot, and then everything went silent. Well, I'm also concerned that we're accepting this as the norm, not just what you're saying with the prosecutors, but the shootings. The Texas story took the place of the Las Vegas story. You haven't heard much more about
that. Took
Vegas.
The place of the Florida story.
Right.
And it wasn't Orlando, the Florida
right.
story. That took the place of North Carolina church shooting, or South Carolina church
yes.
shooting. That took, you can go on and on and on.
Another one happens and we kind of move on and we kind of find a reason for it. Such as all these reasons this man shouldn't have had a gun.
And I'm glad to see that our members of Congress are saying, well, our prayers go out to you. Well, we need more than prayers. We need more than prayers. Aren't working in this situation. And I'm not saying the pendulum should go the other direction. I'm just saying you've got laws in the books right now, Mr. Congressman and Mr. Senator, that are not being enforced. Why aren't they being enforced? Why aren't prosecutors getting the 58,000 that lied about wanting to get a gun off the street? Why aren't we dealing with these violators like this guy in Texas who should have been, never should have gotten a gun? Why are we allowed? The law says no. Let's enforce the darn laws on the books.
Great.
Now then you go on to the next question, and I'm looking at our local paper down here, an entire page on churches look to tighten security, even arm congregants after Texas shooting. And you hate to think that you walk in the door and the usher hands you a program, not a scorecard or program, but when the minister gives you the daily breakdown of
I call it a program.
Okay, right. I call them a menu. I just call them a menu. I don't want to make fun of that, but. He hands this out to you, and you look down, and he's got a six gun on his hip. And you think, gosh, we got to live in a world like that? But maybe we do. I got thinking about the fact that when I was a public official, I started off as a state senator up in Faraday. We talked earlier about Jerry Lee Lewis from my hometown. But I would, virtually every Sunday, I was in a different rural church, Pentecostal churches, Presbyterian, Catholic services. People would invite me to attend. Maybe it was a christening of their child or some special reason. They asked me to come to church. I knew the minister. And I was in churches virtually every Sunday, rural churches, just like this church over in this small town in Texas. And in this day and age, with all this going on, you'd hate to think that someone would kick in the door with a gun and start shooting everybody there and nobody was able to respond. So I'm kind of torn. I'd hate to think. I'm just wondering, in 2017, if Senator Jim Brown was going to the First Pentecostal Church in Grayson, Louisiana, where I attended a number of services, should I be carrying a pistol on my side if
it's
I go
crazy.
In the deep?
It is.
But then that's a legitimate, that's not a crazy question. That's a legitimate question.
In a place of worship. It's crazy. But we did legalize that in Louisiana, that you can carry guns in churches unless the church minister specifically forbids it, or the church forbids it. You are allowed to carry your gun into the church. So.
Yeah, and I can't argue against that. I wish I could, because, hey, that's not right. We don't need to have guns in church and guns in the movie theaters. But I, you know, but then I think, what if my child, my daughter or my granddaughter's on her early date and with her and goes into a movie theater and no one there has a way to respond to that person? Now, I guess, do you go through metal detectors if you go to the movie? If you go, if
another
I'm going
option,
to,
right.
If I'm going to Chick-fil-A or Chili's, do I have to go through a metal detector to go into
the
restaurant?
I'm going to go back to the bump stocks, because if someone has to point and aim a gun, good citizens will tackle them. We've seen this time and time again, and stop crazy people. But when you've got a bump stock and you can spray a crowd and kill so many at once, then does the good person in church need to carry an assault weapon also?
Exactly right. You know, whenever I go into a restaurant, I always want to have my back to against the wall so I can see the front door. And almost,
you know, Jim, the mafia used to feel that way too.
But almost without thinking, I want to quickly scan the place and see where the exit is, just in case. It just is an automatic reaction. It takes a split second, but it, you know, it's a good thing to do. I'm the older guy. I'm in charge of the folks at the table, and I want to see how you get out of there in the worst case scenario.
We're living in our own action films.
We need more than prayers, and Congress needs to get off its butt and deal with these issues of enforcing the present law. No new laws, enforcing laws of the books.
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.